This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 807, The Nonsense of IELTS Introductions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Do you know how to start your Task 2 essay? Today, you'll learn how to make the first sentence really pop in a way that makes sense and doesn't lower your score.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, Aubrey, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, I'm great. How was your weekend?
My weekend was super fun, actually. I think the highlight of my weekend, James and I went to an arts recycling festival. I'm doing a couple Instagram posts on it this weekend. So you guys, if you're not on Instagram, check it out. There's some pretty cool pictures from it. But yeah, we went to this arts recycling festival with some friends, and it was just all crafts from like recycled materials. We made dragonflies from little bits of like, you know, soda pop cans and wire. We made our own wrapping paper from all these different designs and paint and stuff. It was like,
I love that it was awesome. Interactive. Like, you guys could do activities with the stuff. I was assuming at first it was just like, come and see the art we've made with recyclable materials. No.
Yeah. No, cool. Not at all. Every single station was a craft. Like, it was crafting heaven. And the friends that came with us, my friend Jordan, she's an artist. And so she was in seventh heaven. The kids just had like massive amounts of stuff to take home. And there were snacks, there was music and dancing. Like, it was awesome.
My kids would have loved that. You need that here. That's awesome. They love crafts.
What did you do this weekend?
Oh man, I went with my oldest daughter to Harriet, the movie about Harriet Tubman.
Have you seen it yet?
It's maybe the best movie I've ever seen. It was so good and so powerful. I love movies that are based on history. So it's someone maybe I know a little bit about, but then it just makes it feel so personal. Like, I feel like I knew her now. Like, I experienced this with her, and I just have so much respect for her anyway. But there was actually a lot that I didn't know about her. Like, I didn't know, maybe you already knew this. I didn't know that she was like a military leader during the Civil War. Did you know
that? I didn't.
I didn't either. Like, I knew she did the Underground Railroad, all of that. But then she was a spy for the Northern Army. And also she led this military expedition where they freed 750 slaves from this rice plantation. And they were like making growing rice for the armies in the South. So they freed all those slaves to like steal their food supply. And she's one of the only women that was ever a military leader in the United States. I'm like, I had no idea. So I'm so happy I saw it and learned more about her. And I'm happy I took my daughter because she loved it. And it was great to spend time just with her. And she had just learned about her in school, and it same thing, just like made it so much more personal for her, right?
That is amazing. There are so many quality biopics out there.
Yes.
Guys, listeners, I mean, this is IELTS preparation right here. There are some part two questions asking you to describe a person from the past or from history that you would like to know more about or that you admire. Like, this stuff comes up and students get stumped all the time. And like, the reasoning is always like, well, it's a long time since high school. I don't remember what I studied.
Right.
Good reason. And then another reason is like, I don't like reading books like that, which is fair enough. Like, I prefer fiction over nonfiction. So biopics, like Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen,
was amazing.
That's good. But
the one about Elton John, what was that one called?
Rocket Man. Like,
yes, that one was so good too. There's a lot of good ones.
And just one last quick note before we get to these IELTS sentences that you guys need in and riding task too. James and I went to see Ford v. Ferrari. It was awesome. It was so good. James is so into cars. And like, we knew the story because we watched Grand Tour on Amazon Prime, like dorky, awesome, British, funny car show. And so we kind of knew the story. Like, it was so good. Christian Bale, Matt Damon.
Yes. One of our students wrote a summary on it in the Facebook group, and it made me really want to see it, if nothing else, just for that cast. Like, it looks really good.
Amazing. Okay, guys, let's get to IELTS. So, Aubrey, what are we teaching our students today?
So we want to talk about templates. We've seen with some of the classes we do with Personal Coach that, you know, templates are necessary. They are great. For sure. You need them for the task score, for the cohesion coherence score, but you have to be flexible with which ones you use when.
Exactly. So guys, in Three Keys IELTS, we give you the templates you need for argument essays, problem solution essays, opinion essays. It's all there. And templates are mostly comprised of linking words and phrases. That's it. So you guys know of the high-level ways to organize your ideas and what kind of ideas should go where. Like, that's what a template is. It doesn't write the essay for you. You have to put in all the ideas, right? But a template is just like, this is how you organize stuff. So the first sentence is very important, but you shouldn't spend too much time on it. But it still has to make sense. So there's this great first sentence in one of the Three Keys templates. Such and such, topic, is at the forefront of public awareness. Now, what does that mean to be at the forefront of public awareness?
Right. That means something that is being talked about a lot. We're reading about it in the newspaper. We're hearing about it in podcasts. Any topic that you're hearing all the time in the news is at the forefront of public awareness, in the front, in the headlines of what the public is talking about and aware of.
Exactly. So guys, yeah, it's pretty general, right? But guys, it doesn't work for every topic. So this is where you have to be flexible. Templates are awesome. They are 100% necessary, but you still have to focus on the topic and make sure that all of the phrases that you're using make sense, right? So here's an example of where it works really well, right? So IELTS might ask about obesity, children, adults, whoever, being overweight, portion sizes, like this kind of topic comes up a lot, right? And so the first sentence could be, the obesity epidemic and how to address it is at the forefront of public awareness. Like, yeah, it totally is. Yes. People definitely talk about this all the time, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's another good one. If people are talking about immigration, a good one would be, you know, nowadays, whether or not to allow migrants free movement across borders is at the forefront of public awareness. Definitely, right? You're seeing it all the time in the news.
100%. Just this morning, I listened to a podcast, an episode from This American Life, where they were talking exactly about this. So yes, people are talking about this, of course, all the time and in most countries, right? So if you want to use this sentence, that's awesome. But first, ask yourself a couple questions. One, is it in the newspaper? Like, do you see this on the news? Are people actually talking about this in public? Do you hear this? Do you see conversations about this? Right? Then yes, it's at the forefront. So IELTS topics like health, education, various decisions that are made at a federal or state level as far as the government, yes, like those things totally work for being at the forefront of public awareness. Now, as Aubrey said, the reason we're talking about this, guys, is we've seen a lot of students that really want to use this sentence, but it's not good for the topic. So let's talk about a couple examples that don't work.
All right. So one of the sample essays that you might write about is about telecommuting and working from home. Yeah. And this, so if you're going to say the option of telecommuting is at the forefront of public awareness, not really. I can't think of the last time I saw a newspaper article about that, right? You might hear people talk about it here and there, but it's not really in the news. So you wouldn't say it's at the forefront of public awareness.
Yeah, totally. And like, and there's another phrase that students really like to use that is not appropriate for all topics, to say like, keyword, topic has been heatedly debated. And again, like, Like, how many of these topics are people arguing about? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, people aren't arguing heatedly with emotion about telecommuting or, let's see, what's another IELTS topic? Taking a gap year, right? So, like, this would also be a very bad sentence. Whether or not children should take a gap year has been heatedly debated. Not really.
Not so much. Maybe between a kid and his parents, but not in the news.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we could change it slightly. Maybe we could say, is at times heatedly debated by children and their parents. But that's still just like, that's a lot of words for not a big payoff. Like, that's not necessary to say that.
Exactly. Yeah. I can think of quite a few topics where if you really think about it, like this isn't being discussed dramatically on the news or by politicians, then you're not going to say it's heatedly debated. Exactly.
Exactly. And guys, there, sure, there are some serious IELTS topics for sure, but there are a lot that aren't so serious, you know, like, and so those two phrases do not work for that first sentence. So right after the break, guys, we are going to give you some excellent example sentences that you should use instead.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Now we have some excellent examples of things that you can say for some of these other topics. Jessica, give us an example of one.
Alrighty. I like saying alrighty.
That's a great word. Alrighty.
It's so positive. Guys, that would be awesome to like introduce a part two. That'd be really fun. If the examiner is like, can you start speaking now, please? Because that's what they say for part two. And then you're like, alrighty. And then you go into your answer. That'd be great.
That would be good. Yes.
So back to the first sentence of writing task two. Let's see. So that telecommuting thing, right? Here's the process, guys. When you see the task two question, underline all the keywords in that question, all right? That's the main idea of your essay, right? Those keywords. And the first sentence of the introduction, it is functional. All you're doing is telling the reader, in this case, the examiner, telling the reader what the topic is of the essay. That's it. You're not giving opinions. You're just introducing the keywords or the topic. So, about telecommuting, we could just say, nowadays, with the ease of access afforded by progressive technology, telecommuting is a real possibility for many employees. So, see, like, we're not saying, like, yes, everybody should do it. No, nobody should do it. Advantages, disadvantages. No, we're not, like, passing judgment yet. We're just saying that, look, this is a fact that this happens, that it's possible. Like, that's
And we don't, I mean, we do want it to be interesting. It's a hook, you know?
Totally.
We don't want to say, I am going to write about telecommuting. Never, never, never. Like, these are interesting sentences with unique vocabulary. Yes, use those. But that's why it's good to have a template so that you know you're using it correctly, right?
Yeah, totally. And this is what's cool about having three different templates in Three Keys IELTS, because you have options. Like, you know, if the first template sentence from the problem solution, if that happens to work for the opinion essay you're writing, then like use that. The goal is to learn all the rules and understand them, understand the meaning of these phrases, and then be able to be flexible with them according to the question. Guys, this was a while ago, but I love referring to the episode we did with Leticia, who got an 8 in writing, and her main advice was like, don't focus on what kind of essay it is. Focus on the question, right? Which is, yes, guys, focus on the topic. Focus on the question. Okay.
Refer back to the question. Make sure you're answering it, right?
Yes.
So, okay, let's do another one for the gap year topic. So if you are talking about whether students should take a gap year, how about saying like, in many nations, it is allowed, if not encouraged, for secondary school pupils to enjoy a gap year before entering university. So you're just entering or introducing the topic, but in an interesting, unique way without, you know, saying that it's heatedly debated or that it's in the news right now.
Totally. And guys, I mean, like I said, it's functional. So just, it could be general. You're paraphrasing those key words and using good vocab. Like that's it. So don't spend too long trying to think of like, oh, I have to make it a hook. I have to give like a quote or a statistic or ask a cool question or I don't know. There's a lot of ways that some IELTS teachers out there are teaching you to write an academic essay that doesn't apply for this exam, right? If you have all the time in the world, you could come up with a super cool hook for that first sentence. But the fact is, you don't. And your score isn't based on one sentence, right? So like paraphrase keywords, introduce the topic, get it over with.
Yes, like, exactly. And these are interesting sentences, right? I'm going to read that sentence and I want to read this essay. Like, totally. That's a great, all you need. Yeah, paraphrase the topic and you're good. It's interesting.
Okay, so let's give you guys one more example here. Guys, this is a very jam-packed episode. You should totally be taking notes on all this awesome vocab and paraphrasing and ways to introduce your IELTS task to essay. So come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com. This is episode 807. Okay, so if there's an IELTS question, let's see. Some feel that the government should decrease spending on the arts. Very common IELTS topic. Mm. Do you agree or disagree? What's a nice way we can introduce that essay, Aubrey?
Yeah, because this is one where it's maybe not really in the news right now, but it is an interesting topic, right? So how about if your first sentence is, the proper allocation of federal funding toward arts and humanities is debatable.
That's like great. Because like, you know, people do debate it, not heatedly.
Right.
People aren't up in arms and like protesting about this. It's not in the headlines. So just state the topic in an interesting way. Say it's debatable. If indeed some people do argue about it, boom, you're done.
And you don't want to get into your opinion yet, right? You'll do that next. You just want to tell the reader or the examiner the topic in general terms, good vocab, just keep it simple.
Yes, exactly. So guys, this is so beneficial to you for saving time when you're writing your essays, because I know a lot of students spend so long like really worrying about that introduction and trying to find the perfect way to introduce everything. Guys, it doesn't have to be that hard, okay? So you introduce the topic and then you give the opinions. This is all stuff from our templates. And you've heard success stories on here, guys. Students that have gotten 7, 7.5, 8 on their IELTS writing because of our templates, because they save time and they tell you exactly what to do to organize your essay so you don't have to worry about it. So you can see all of these templates, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yes, it was great talking to you, Jessica. I feel like we've given them a lot for one day to process, right?
I know. This is, yeah.
If they're cleaning or driving, they're going to be like, I got to get home and take some notes here.
And guys, and you should. And yes. I recommend that you do.
Definitely. All right, I'll talk to you next time.
All right, sounds good. Bye, Aubrey. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.